What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking Thursday.
Yes, Thursday. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Oh, I hope I'm right.
No, I think you are. Yes, you are. It is Thursday. Happy Thursday. Hope you're having a wonderful week. Welcome back to Ogmil. Geraldine, what are you grateful for today?
I am grateful. No, definitely not the heat. And I would say my air, but my air is just not great right now.
It's taking a poop. Wait, but didn't you fix the wall unit?
Yeah, but I won't leave that running, like, if I'm out to cool my house or anything. No, I am grateful for technology. Ooh. Just, it saved me this morning, so.
I just recently put my phone on my gratefuls, too, actually.
See?
And I felt like that was a silly one, but, like, not a lot of people are, like, privileged enough to have a phone, literally.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am definitely grateful for technology.
Any specific reason?
It
just keeps you going.
Well, if I could be completely honest, Aaliyah needed pictures printed, and I'm like, yeah, I have. And then I go to put the paper in, and it's the wrong size paper because that was from something else. And then she was going to ask you. And then I was like, well, I have three more of the full size papers, you know? And so we go to print it, and now I'm out of printer ink, too. So I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, how about we just order it from the local pharmacy?
Yeah.
And it literally was like, it'll be ready at 9:04. That's why I was like, as long as they're ready, I'm ready. So the fact that I could wirelessly send them photos and go and pick them up, to me, like, that's bananas.
So true.
And yeah, so it was a couple of pennies. She got it done. We're on time to record. And yes, so thank goodness. I am grateful. Technology is great when it works.
I love that.
Yes.
Okay, what am I grateful for? The nail salon. I want to get my nails done today. I'm really excited. Because they're taking a poop, too.
And I'm also grateful for Bailey.
And I'm grateful for Bailey.
Hi, Bailey.
Zane put Benji on his gratefuls the other day. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I just feel like he gets a lot of hate.
Aww.
He's like, and we'll miss him when he's gone. He's like, he's a pain in the ass, but he's our pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I came up on my memories this morning that today, last year, is when we took Frankie to the vet when he started that whole...
his leg.
Yeah. But then they put him on that medicine, and we thought he was going to die. Like, he was literally peeing and pooping on himself.
It's been a year.
It came up today.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Time flies.
So, I guess I'm also grateful for my Frankie that he's okay now.
Got bonus gratefuls today.
Let's just make it a grateful day.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a grateful day, everybody.
So, yeah, I still don't know what I'm doing. I think I might do, like, just no design, just, like, a solid, like, pretty, like, summery blue color.
Oh, pretty.
Right?
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. And I hate when I'm, like, approaching the time of getting them done because they're so damn long. I get so I don't know how girls have massively long nails. I can't do shit. I get so irritated trying to put on the backing of an earring. You're, like, trying to hold it. You're like, no. I hate that shit. I can't even open a can of freaking LaCroix without feeling like I'm breaking a nail. Like, what the fuck is that?
I agree.
I hate that shit.
When mine were just getting, I mean, they're getting long already.
Mm-hmm.
But when mine were getting long, it's like even typing.
Yeah.
It's like, because your fingers don't align the right way anymore. It's like, damn it.
Yeah.
So it's like, unless you have them like that length for such a long time, then you become accustomed to everything. When I was in school, I had, like, they were called Dragon Lady. But I had Dragon Lady nails all the time. And I was able to do everything.
How
but
do
now I'm like, how do I wipe my ass?
Literally.
Exactly. I'm like, thank God I have a bidet. But no, but literally.
Or even, like, people that are like moms, like trying to wipe a baby. they got the system down.
Yeah, they do.
Like, but like the idea of using my nails to pick things up and do things freaks me out too, because I don't want to make them weak, or, you know what I mean? I feel like I shouldn't be using them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
So anyways. I'm really excited to get my nails done because
yay.
One of them has been chipped for a really long time. I'm just really rough with, like, I was doing some zesting.
And you zested your nails.
Slices off. And my nails are yellow, so.
It blended right in.
Who knows where that went in the lemon zest? A little bit of acrylic. No, what is it? What's the dip powder? I don't know. A little bit of dip powder.
Never heard of anybody.
Gel nail polish.
You'll survive.
Luckily, it was just me and
Zane. I mean, we drank out of hoses when I was a kid.
We'll be just fine. Okay, well, anyways, thank you for sharing your grateful. I love this part of the podcast. I think it's great.
I do.
Grateful.
Ah!
Anyways, guys, today we are hopping on a trend. Look at us. We're so trendy.
AKA Alyssa's so trendy.
Have you never heard of this?
No.
Okay. So have you seen the other new trend? Wait, just really quick before we hop into this. Little Miss whatever.
No.
Oh, I put them on my story yesterday. Why do you not see anything on Instagram?
When did you put them up? Like late?
Maybe that's why. There's some during the day, some at night. Maybe you follow too many people, so then other accounts get lost and you don't even get to their stories. That could be a problem, too. Because, like, I follow a lot of people, so there's only so many stories that I see up first, and then I want to exit Instagram. You know what I mean? So maybe they're stuck at the back or something.
Oh, maybe.
Anyways, there's also another trend that's, like, Little Miss whatever.
Little Miss thing.
It's like the ones I posted are like Little Miss emotional support water bottle, Little Miss fake tan, Little Miss eyelash serum. What was the other one that I posted? I don't know. There's just funny ones, but that's a trend going on right now too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not on the trends. Sorry.
It's funny how many things come and go. I'm like, what's going to be the next big thing? How's there going to be something else? And there's always something else.
There's always something else.
Yeah. Bizarre. Anyway, so this one.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I think this has been a thing for a while, but I'm pretty sure it originated from TikTok. You go, he's a 10, but da 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 da. There's also another way you could say it. Like, he's a 2, but, and then something really great.
Okay.
So, basically, it's like, oh, he's a great guy, whatever, he's a 10, but there's this one thing.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what we're doing now.
Yeah, so we asked you guys to send them in, and I guess, like, along the way, we'll think of them, too, and we'll ask each other, and we'll give you guys our opinions. So it's like, he's a 10, but he does this, so what does that turn him into? Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of deep thoughts.
I don't want to think too
and probably some unpopular opinions, I'm sure. Like, of things that you wouldn't deal with, but I would, or I wouldn't deal with, but you would.
Yeah.
So we're going to read through. If you don't follow us on Instagram, you missed out. Please follow us. We are going to be using the question box feature a lot more. So it's just at Agahmil, AGAHMIL. Just follow us over there on Instagram. Put on the notification so you see when we post a story. And you can be part of the episodes.
How do I turn on the notification so I can see your story?
That's a good idea. Oh my God, so true. You should, because you always miss it.
I do.
Let me look. Because...
Sorry, guys, but this is real time.
Okay, so you go to somebody's profile and there's literally a little bell. Little bell.
Wait. Let me wait.
You're just going to do it right now.
There's
a little bell in the top right corner next to the three dots. Do you see him?
No, I have three lines and a plus sign.
No. Are you on Agahmil?
Yeah.
You can't put notifications on the account you're on.
Well, how am I supposed to put my notifications
on your own account?
I have to go to my account. Sorry, guys. See? This is embarrassing. Little bell. Little bell. Post stories.
Look at that.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. See, in real time, you guys got a lesson. I'm sure you guys already all know.
Honestly, I didn't, unless I looked at it. So,
okay.
I'm sure that was helpful to some.
So now, I'm good. I'm going to get alerts.
Now you turned on the Agahmil alerts. So everyone go do that, please. And we're going to hop into it once we get back to the question.
I'm there. Are you proud of me?
Oh, my God. That was
fast.
Look
at me.
Okay.
Just got to scroll to the bottom because we got a lot of responses.
Yeah. This is basically like, like something that gives people the ick or like... a deal breaker or like something like that, basically, in just a trendy way.
Okay. So he's a 10, but he does not take his job seriously.
Depends what the job is. And like, does he have something else lined up? Me and you are gonna dive deep into these when it just really should
get
be
like
quick.
Three. Sorry, guys.
Well, that's the theme of the episode, so it's fine. He doesn't do his job seriously.
All right, is it a job or is it a career? I mean, she said job, so we assume job. But if
let's
it's
say
just
career.
Then he needs to find another one. Yeah. Or maybe he's just so jolly. And listen, as long as he's getting his work done and he's bringing home the paycheck, maybe not taking shit so seriously could be a good thing.
So what does it turn him into?
I would say he's still a 10.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, well, without, if he's making the money, if he's going to work and showing up and doing his shit, I still say he's a 10.
Here's the thing is, like, seriously, like, what does that mean? Because, like, if he's going to work and, like, say he's a cashier and being, like, an asshole to people, he's a 2.
Okay.
But if he's just, like, comes home and he's like, meh, my job sucks, then he could still be a 10.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put him down to an 8.
Okay.
Depending on, contingent on circumstances. Guys, we're so annoying. Okay, he's a 10, but...
Oh, God, Alyssa's going to zero your man out right now.
His drive... you're going the fuck, sorry. Are you talking about the other one?
Oh, sorry. I skipped two.
He's a 10, but his driving gives me anxiety. I think driving with anybody else gives me anxiety.
I am a control freak behind the wheel. I have to drive everywhere I go. I've always been that way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know because I think anybody would give me anxiety. So I'm still rating him a 10, man.
Yeah, Zane's driving sometimes gives me anxiety, but he's still 10 to me.
Yeah, but if I drive, I'm giving you anxiety. Or if your mom.
Well, yeah.
So it's us. That's an us issue, not a them issue.
Because it's like, yeah, we're not in control. So we're like, oh, do you see that car? Oh, you need to slow down. Oh, keep careful. Watch out. Oh, like, do you see that guy?
We're breaking the invisible brake.
Like in a, like the car that you do the driving.
Training, yeah. Yes. Training school. He's still a 10 to me.
I did that with a girl once, and I'll never forget the story. You've heard it a million times, so ignore me. I don't know if I've told it on the podcast, but you used to do the driver's ed school with, like, a few kids in the car. You know, you had, like, a little group. This girl turned the corner and, like, literally went to go into a snowbank. Like, straight went to drive into it, and our teacher had to hit his brake in the passenger seat.
That's pretty scary, actually. Like, see, that would give me anxiety.
I was like, girl, are you good? You okay?
It's like, oops.
And then I got yelled at because there was like a bird on the road in front of me. So I slowed down to stop. He was like, you can't do that. To watch. I was like, I made sure no one was behind me. I'm not going to kill a bird.
Not going to kill a bird. We're not going to be traumatized.
Like, or get a little fender bender. Pick one. Mental health or fender bender.
Oh, man. That's pretty fucking funny. Not though, but yes. Okay. He's a 10. But he chews really, really loud.
6. That's a pet peeve of mine.
It's a pet peeve of mine. I'm not as bad as you with it. And also, I think they're trainable. Because Ever used to chew really, really, really loud. And he's a good boy now.
I think we also have to think about it, though, as if like it's something you can't change. You know what I mean? You know, because if we went to these and we're like, oh, but yeah, but we'll just tell him.
Okay, he's an 8. He's an 8 for me.
An 8, okay. Damn, I went down to a 6. I feel bad for him. This imaginary guy. He's a 10. Oh, this probably means like he's a 2.
Ah.
He's a 2, but he always makes sure you finish first.
I was going to say, that's a 10 times 10 in my book.
Even though he's a 2, like, he's kind of shitty.
If he's worried about you in the bedroom.
I'm going to keep him at a 2, because if he's a shitty person, I can find somebody else that'll make me finish first. And I really don't give a shit about finishing first. Still a 2.
Okay, how about he's a 10, but he doesn't like cats.
3.
What's up? I'm going to still give him a 10 because I could live without a cat. Not my current cats.
Uh-huh.
But if I didn't have cats and I loved cats but got with a man who didn't love cats and he's a great guy, I'm still going to be with that great guy. I just wouldn't get a cat. I'd get a dog.
See, I was thinking, like, if I had the 3 cats.
We're so...
What did you say?
I said I would just get a dog. No, but we're so different in our thinking right now. It's so funny.
Well, I was just thinking along the lines of, like, I already have my cats that I love. It's kind of like when you start dating with somebody and they don't like your kids. It's like, my cats are my next kids. Like, you better love them.
Yeah.
So, like, to me, no.
Okay.
But, like you said, like, if I just never had a cat, but I thought they were cute, but like he didn't really care for them, then yeah, I would just get a dog.
Okay, so.
I agree.
Okay.
It depends on the circumstance.
Oh, no, sis. He's got to go.
He's a 10, but he won't work.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Zero.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
You have to have like motivation in life and work ethic and like social skills.
And- See, and I'm contradicting myself because before when he was a 2, but makes me finish first, I was like, oh, he's a 10.
Right. The
but,
2 could have no work ethic.
Yeah. You have to have good work ethic in my book. I mean, yeah. that's probably my biggest
it's turn just on
in a man. Yeah. Yep. Is a working man. Like
passion.
As much as I hate Ever's dirty nails because he's a greasy mechanic when he comes home, it's like it's exciting that I have a man who physically breaks his ass. Like that's a turn on for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, passion. That. Like yeah. motivation in life. Yes. Like do something with your yes, life. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
He's personal.
He's a 10, but he hates every baby name you've ever loved and insists on naming your son, Greg.
She's like, advice, please.
How about a middle name, Greg? Compromise. You pick the first name. He
insists on making the name Greg.
Well, he can insist shit.
So then,
he's a what? He can call his son Greg all he wants, but... Well, you have a
irritating
say.
I mean, would that be?
You have carried that child for the last 9 months. That's... You have... I'm going to, in my personal opinion, more say than he does. But, I mean, that's just my personal opinion.
Oh, I think it's equal say.
Compromise.
I think it's equal say, yeah. It's both of your, equally your child.
Yeah, but,
we
I
did
mean,
a little more work.
What's the percentage of divorce rates?
But, like, if Zane could choose to hold a baby for us, too, he would. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like,
well, you guys have like a really cute relationship, so that doesn't count.
But I'm thinking of like, I'm thinking if it wasn't like, cute, I wouldn't settle.
But I'm thinking of like my marriage, right? My the names that my ex husband wanted to name my kids. It was like, no, I am not naming my kid a half a bread. You know, what? So, like the one he wanted for Amani
right?
was literally like half a bread, and I'm like, no. And what? Then it was like he wanted his boys named after him, and it's like, no, you don't even use your own name. Everybody knows him as Sid, not
Zane
by his
wants
real.
That too.
As Zane?
Yes. I'm like, well, let's make it the middle name.
Okay, but what
compromise.
I'm saying, but Zane is a nice name.
It's a gorgeous
Zane
name.
Zane goes by his name. Zane yeah. doesn't change his name and then want to name his kid his name that he doesn't use. And that's what Sid wanted to do. Uh-huh. And I'm like, that doesn't make any kind of sense. But I compromised. Uh-huh. I picked the first name. He picked the middle.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah. That's what I'm saying. Compromise.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like,
let Greg be the middle name.
I would like to pick a unique name that is not the same exact name. So let's make it the middle name.
Yeah.
And we agreed on that.
Awesome. Listen, this person, middle name Greg.
Wait.
Put your foot down.
What if you had a kid with somebody and you disagreed on the name, but so they allowed you to put the name you wanted on the birth certificate, but they still called the kid the name they wanted?
I mean, listen, a lot of people do that.
Really?
Think of it. Like, Amani is Amani, but I call him Yaya, or, you know.
I'm talking about if Sid called him Adnan. Regardless of what you put on the birth certificate, he was like, nope, in my book his name is Adnan, and in your book his name is Amani. I'm not talking about a nickname.
Okay, well, listen, if she middle name's Greg and he wants to call his son Greg and you want to call your son whatever, Peter, you know, then you call him Peter, he calls him Greg. I mean, whatever. The kid's going to grow confused. Be like, listen, that's your first name, that's your middle name. We couldn't agree. So you're going to be known as both. Peter Greg. PG.
Peter G.
PG.
Peter Bread. Peter Bread.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're fucking out of control. We're delirious. The heat has gotten to us. It's literally frying our brain.
Fucking awful. It's fucking awful. Amani, I wish I was moved into our house with our pool.
Amani moved in. Amani. I have a pool in my backyard. You are allowed to use it. Just saying. Whatever, dude.
I have so much to do today.
I know. I mean, we just talked about this, but yeah. Amali went outside the other night, and he came in, and he was like, Ma, it's still 91 degrees out. And I'm like, I know. And it was like probably 10, 11 o'clock at night, and it was 91 degrees. I'm like, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Like you walk outside and you feel moist.
Moist. Moist. We love that word, moist. Agamil word of the day.
I used to think I hated it because everybody else hated it. And I was like, I actually don't hate it.
I don't like it.
You really?
Yeah, I don't like
Interesting.
It.
Okay.
Alyssa's fine with this.
He's a 10, but he doesn't know how to cook. Here's the thing. Like basic cooking skills. Like, can you cook some eggs in the morning? Or like he literally like is like
can't boil water.
Can't do nothing. Like that's a problem. Yeah. Like then like are you stupid? Like you're an idiot.
Or he got babied his entire life.
Right.
You know.
Which is like not part of me.
Yeah. Because yeah. Okay.
So he's 10, but he doesn't know how to cook. He is a
I'm going to go 8 because it's not that big of a deal. I mean, Ever doesn't cook. Oh, I'm such a liar. Ever wakes up every morning in the school year and takes care of. He makes his rice and beans and soup. Oh.
Like because like you got to think about the days where I'm like too busy, can't do it, whatever. Zane's free. Like he's able to make a dinner.
Right.
And like I need that. So like I'm going to go down to like a 6.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's important to me, especially because I'm a foodie, and like if we're both busy, like I need you to pick up some slack.
Yeah.
And if you can't make a basic like dinner of like chicken and rice, then we have a problem. We have a problem.
Houston, yeah. We have a problem.
Okay.
Okay, that's funny that you just said foodie. Okay, he is a 10, but he isn't a foodie. Drops it to a 2 for me. That's what she said. Like drops it to a 2. He's not a foodie.
I honestly would keep him at like a 9. Because, like, yeah, it's kind of annoying, but also, like, you gotta eat. So, like, we'll go out to dinner and, like, I'll just enjoy my shit.
Yeah. But if he's, like...
But it is, like, an Zane and I's favorite thing to do. But if he's, like, what? Like, I don't want to go.
Yeah, like, he doesn't want to go and try new things. He doesn't want to go, you know, he wants the basic same thing over and over because it's... fuel for his body. That's how he views it versus like, wow, I really want to enjoy trying new foods.
Or he's like one of those guys that like only drinks like protein shakes or and eats like eggs and steak. That guy on Married at First Sight. Yeah. It's like all I eat is steak and eggs for all 3 meals.
No.
Okay, you know what? You've influenced me.
He's gonna go down to a 5. Like a 6 for me.
And I go to a 5.
And I'm not even a foodie, but I wouldn't be able to, you know. Like, I have my biggest thing upstairs, you know, has always been like dinner and try to eat together and stuff like that. If I have to make something separate for him because, or.
And Ever's a foodie.
Ever is a foodie. He loves foodie.
Yeah.
I mean, he loves foodie.
He loves foodie.
He loves foodie. My little Ever. He just loves it. He's a 0 for me. He's a 10, but he doesn't listen to the Agamil podcast.
0. No, I'm just kidding. No. He's still a 10.
He's still a 10.
Zane does not listen. Ever doesn't listen, right?
Once in a blue moon, but not really.
Yeah, no.
Your dad doesn't listen.
Absolutely not. I would hope not.
There is, he's still a 10 in our book.
Still a 10. And although we do highly advocate for our show. Mm-hmm. He's a 10, but he never makes you come.
I can't.
I'll have to go down to a 1. Where's the chemistry?
You need that.
Yeah.
Teach him how to use fingers or do something. You have to show them.
She's like giving you advice.
Okay, he's a 10, but he's a mama's boy.
Let's think of this as like an extreme case.
He's a 0.
Really?
All right, maybe a 2. I'll give him a 2. No, I'm just thinking of all these horror stories we hear about the mom who sleeps in the son's pajamas and watches him sleep. Remember that one? Hashtag my son, not
Or like you're trying to talk to him and he's like always like texting his mom or like calling her all the time. Like you can't do anything with him.
No, I can't.
Or like every conversation you have, he's like, yeah, but my mom said.
Oh, no.
That gives me the ick.
No.
That would give me the ick.
No. Listen, no.
But my mom said.
No. Your mom is your mom.
I'll agree with you. I'll go to a two.
I'll go to a two.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just like something you can't really like, you get past that. Like you don't. Mm. And like even when she passes, like it'll be even worse. You know? Like everything will be like
my And mom. You want a man who's going to be a father figure to a child if you choose to have children.
You like, have you kids and he calls her for advice every day instead of asking you.
No, that's what I'm saying. That would be a horrible... I can't.
You have kids together and he's like, let me call and ask my mom. And you're like, I'm the mother. Oh my God. Okay, too.
Oh, you need to dump them.
These are all hypothetical.
Hypothetically, but anybody who's in this situation, think about your future if you do decide to have kids. You don't want him calling mama to ask advice about your baby.
It goes to the thing of like just immaturity. It's like you said, like, are you not a man? Can you not like handle yourself?
Right.
Yeah.
See, it's such a turn on. Like a man's man. Like, listen, don't be like a tool. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want you to be like that. That, oh, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that. But I want a man who's going to be able to take care of me, take care of our house, you know, like change emotionally, physically. Yeah, exactly. Like,
do it.
Take control.
Yeah.
You know, without being a tool.
Yes. He's a 10, but he doesn't kiss you goodnight.
He's still a 10 because sometimes everyone doesn't kiss me goodnight.
Agree.
You know.
And I tell Zane because I'm sleeping when he comes into bed most times.
You're like, don't bother me.
No, I tell him to do it. He's like, I don't want to wake you up. I'm like, I don't care. Aww. But he still feels like he's going to wake me up, so he doesn't do it.
I mean, Ever does. If I go in the bed first, Ever will always give me a kiss goodnight, you know?
Yeah.
But if he goes to bed first and I come in the room, like, he won't, like, roll over five times because we have a big bed now and then, like, try to kiss me. So, and if we go to bed together, you maybe, like, a little, I don't know. That doesn't change it for me.
Yeah.
Oh, that one again. Went the wrong way.
He's a 10, but he's short and he has a foot fetish.
He's still a 10 because Ever short and Ever loves feet too. So he's a 10. He's still a 10. I don't know what it is, but yeah. I
saw that one coming.
Yeah. And it's, you know, what's funny is like Aaliyah, she hates feet. Like Same. She won't walk around the house barefoot. Like, she has to have socks on all the time. If she's sitting on the couch, like, the other day, she was polishing her nails, her toenails, and she was laying on the couch letting them dry. I'm like, oh, my God, your feet look so cute. And she's, like, hiding them behind the couch. Mom, ew, please don't look at my feet. Like, she, like, even her own feet. Like, she just hates.
Oh, I'm not that bad.
She hates feet. She's ridiculous. Like, if I want to get mad at her, if I want her to get, whatever. If I'm annoying her, I'll just, like, touch my foot on her leg or something.
Ew, yeah, no, gross.
She gets so mad, but it's, like, funny, haha. But she'll, like, Ever, like, if I'm sitting on the couch, Ever comes home from work or whatever, he'll, like, pick up my leg, put it on his knee, and, like, start rubbing my foot. And she's literally going.
Yeah, that's me.
Like,
that made me cringe.
Oh, that's. Have a man come home and, like, massage your foot. Oh,
ew, I'm like, God. Don't touch my feet.
I'm
going to
keep Ever forever. and ever, even if he's short and has a foot fetish. He doesn't really have a foot fetish. He just doesn't mind him.
He doesn't mind, yeah. My biggest thing with feet is somebody, like, sitting there, like, holding their foot or, like, touching their foot. Get your hand off your foot. Then you're going and doing things around your house. That's fucking disgusting. That is so gross. You know people that just, like, sit there and just, like, have their foot in their hand? That is so disgusting to me. I'm like, you've been walking on that foot all day, and now you're going around, you're touching shit, you're picking up your phone. That's so nasty. That literally makes me sit there and I'm picking on my nails or
cutting my toenails or something like that, I get up and I wash my fucking hands. I'm not going to go around, like, licking my fingers.
But I don't even like touching my own feet. When I put on lotion, I just do the top of my foot. I can't, like, touch my whole foot.
Wow.
Like, the bottom of my foot.
That's so weird to me.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I'll get
a pedicure, though.
Oh. Yeah, see, Aaliyah doesn't even want to go get a pedicure. She's like, I don't want nobody touching my feet. I'm like, what if Aaron, like, loved feet and went, she's like, I already told him don't touch my feet.
She's like, I already set that boundary.
Nope. Don't touch my feet.
Yeah, no, I don't.
It's so weird.
I don't like feet.
It's
feet
not
just
weird.
Gross me out.
Let me just stop. I don't like saying weird just because I have a different opinion. It's just right. Very different from me.
Yeah.
Oh, we have another.
But baby feet, I love baby feet. Baby feet are so cute and clean.
They're so cute.
And tinies.
We have another one who doesn't listen.
Oh, he's somebody who doesn't talk about.
Oh. Okay, he's a 10, but he's mean to waiters.
Zero.
I'm sorry, if you don't have that respect.
Zero.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, Liz.
Immediately.
That's shitty.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing. He's a 10, but he doesn't wear deodorant.
Oh, sis.
Some people don't wear deodorant. Okay,
wait,
like,
but does he smell?
Right. If you smell like BO, zero. That's such a major ick. You need I'm so iffy with smells. If you smell bad, ick.
Oh, no. Okay. He's a 10, but he has extremely ugly toes and bites his nails.
Gross.
Okay. Ugly toes aren't going to bother me, but being a nail biter.
That's nasty too. Now you got your saliva all over your fingers.
No, even the way they look. Like, you know those fingernails?
Oh, I used to be a nail biter.
Chew, but they chew it below. Oh.
No. Oh, I wasn't that bad, but I used to be like a nervous like this before I used to get nails. I definitely used to be a nail biter. But I think, that was when I was really, really young. I think you get past a certain point where it's like you see some, like an adult in public, like biting on their fingers.
And you're she's like, ew.
It's
that's
like,
what
the, it's
like
the foot thing. It's like, now you're going to go touch it with all your, like, is your mouth clean? Like, now your hand smells like saliva. Like Taco Bell.
Melissa's face. She's going to ick with this whole episode right now.
I don't like scents.
We have another one that doesn't have a job. I'm sorry.
Wait, we're not rating them.
Oh. Wait, so what? Ugly toes and bites his nails.
One.
10 otherwise. I would say he's an 8. That's not deal breakers for me. It's not a big deal.
Yeah,
just superficial. Like, okay. All right, I won't look at his toes.
Okay, 5.
Okay, 5. Good. I'm glad you went up a little.
Okay.
He doesn't have a job. Whatever. We already went there.
He's a 10, but he doesn't throw away the empty toilet paper roll.
He's a 10, because I got kids that do that shit, too. And
no,
it's
you
like,
know who does that?
Who does
Sorry,
that?
I keep fucking cutting you off today. Shut up, Lisa.
We do it to each other. It's great. Love it. Who does that?
My parents.
They don't fill their toilet paper roll?
They put it, so they have like one of those like standing ones, you know? It's not like attached to anything. It's just like a standing toilet paper roll. Mm-hmm. It always has the cardboard on there with it sitting on top.
Why?
Always.
Anne-Marie, why?
Oh, even when I lived there, and now when I go back nowadays, it's always on top of the cardboard.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
And I make fun of them
it's
every time.
It's freestanding, right?
Yeah, yes, it's like a pole, and then the toilet paper sits there.
Does it slide on, or is it that spring
it's
action?
It's that spring shit.
Anne-Marie, that spring shit takes a second.
No, the slide-on is easier.
The slide-on is easier.
Yeah.
But the spring thing, it takes a second, maybe two. Come on, Anne-Marie.
I should buy her for her birthday's in September. We should get her a slide-on one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know why they do it. And they'll leave it like that, too, because I'll go there, and the roll's like halfway done sitting on top still the whole time. And it's funny because my mom is so
meticulous.
She's so particular about so many things, and she doesn't give a shit about the toilet paper.
She doesn't give a shit. I can't with you today, Alyssa.
I don't know why.
Anne-Marie, that's funny.
Yeah.
See, and that drives me crazy. I'll go to my bathroom. Listen, you know me. I like to go to the bathroom in my bathroom, like in my bedroom bathroom. And if somebody's in there taking a shower, I'll use the other room. And I'll go in there and my kids will have the toilet paper the wrong way. And I gotta fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never go to the bathroom in there but once in a fucking blue moon. But mm-hmm. if it's the wrong way, I gotta fix it.
Yeah.
Because, no, it goes a certain way, you know? And I'm, like, toilet paper I'm particular with.
That's funny. Yeah, because I'm sure there's many things that she's particular with that you don't give a shit about.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
Like, she's not That's... particular about certain things that you really, really care about.
I don't give a shit about anything but toilet paper, really. Just kidding. I can't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why.
All right, so what is he down to? He's still a 10. I'm used to throwing him away.
Oh, yeah, 10. That's fine. He's a 10, but he poops for an hour every day.
He's still a 10.
That's Zane.
He's still a 10. I go in the bathroom for quite a while. Listen, I got poopy problems, but TMI, right? Sorry, guys. But it's also like my escape. I can go in there. I do my Wordle.
It's relaxing like, time. You still do that?
Oh, yeah. I do them all. Like, it's just...
Is it quad Wordle or some shit now?
I do the quad one. Yeah.
Yeah, still a 10 for me. He could poop for an hour. That's fine. I don't need him at every minute of the day. He's a 10, but he hates Mexican food.
I guess he's a 10, and I'll just eat Mexican on my lunch breaks.
On my lunch break.
How do you not like Mexican?
Yeah, that's one of Zane and I's faves.
Yeah, me go too. Out to and Aaliyah. Too. Like, we all
but, like,
love
at the end of the day, like,
it's not a big deal.
I'll just get something else if you want something else, and I'll get Mexican.
Yeah.
And then, like, we go out very, to very eat, true. We just won't go to a Mexican restaurant.
Right.
I could live with that.
Yeah, me too.
Still a 10. Some, there's people that don't like certain foods. It's not a deal breaker. He's a 10, but he plays video games until 3 a.m. Depends how many days a week.
Listen, I had this issue with Ever, and I was just like, yo, listen. And now he don't do it anymore, and it's just, a relationship is flourishing. Can't stand it. Again, I agree with Liz. Depends on how many days a week, you know? If it's every single day, no, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to come to bed with me. Mm-hmm. Even if we roll over and we face opposite directions, the security of knowing you're in bed with me, or we could watch TikToks and laugh together or something, or just have a conversation. I don't want to be in my bed by myself. Mm-hmm. So if it's one day, twice a week, I don't care. He's still a 10.
Mm-hmm.
If it's every night, he's like...
every night, he's a 0.
I would say 5. He's still great in every other aspect.
That's true. That's true. Okay, 5. Fine.
Damn. He's a 10, but he has a 2-in-1 shampoo. Wait. So does Ever, okay? So does Ever.
Is it Garnier Fructis Kids strawberry shampoo?
My kids used to love that shit.
It's
like a suave men's sport.
Oh, it's fine.
Shit. With a little pump thing.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, he's still a 10.
Who gives a shit?
He's not. But if it's my thing, you know? Like, if somebody is very, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it doesn't matter to me, so that it doesn't matter to Ever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He's a 10, but he hates sushi.
That's going to be the same thing like Mexican. Okay. I mean, he's still a 10.
A lot of people don't like sushi.
Oh, but did he try it? Like, I remember Ever, like, never wanting to try sushi. And now Ever loves, like, Ever will say, can we get sushi tonight?
My mom, too.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't want it. I don't like it. No. Raw fish. No. Now she loves it.
Yeah.
She loves Connie salad. She likes shrimp. Yeah, like, all of it.
Yeah. Like,
she'll eat raw fish without even knowing. She's like, that was raw. I'm like, yeah, it was.
You know what? Maybe he has to... Wait, has he tried it and he still hates it? Or is he just hating the idea of it?
Yeah, I don't like people like that. That shut shit down without trying it.
Don't knock it till you try it. That's what my mom used to tell me all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, always try shit. But so, it's still a 10.
Yeah.
this is funny. He's a 10, but he plugs his nose when he's about to jump in a pool. Wait, I do that still.
Definitely still a 10.
If I was jumping in a pool, I 100% would plug my nose.
Really?
100%. Yeah, no, because I can do it. I can blow out when I jump in. But that feeling, if I accidentally, like, if it accidentally goes up my nose or, like, I don't know, like, what if something happens? I can't stand that feeling when water goes up your nose. It irritates my soul. So it's just a preventative measure.
Okay.
But, like, if we're in the pool and I'm just going to go under quick to do a quick swim, like, I won't plug my nose. But if I'm jumping, like, that action kind of freaks me out. I'm like, the water's going to go.
All I keep thinking and picturing is, like, a big buff man.
Just like this.
Like, doing the kid holding the nose. Listen, he's still a 10 in my book.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's cute.
I wonder if Zane would pluck his nose when he jumped into the pool. I don't know, actually. I don't think so.
Okay, he's a 10, but he hates your cats and dogs.
Hates? One.
He's a 0.
Yeah.
Zero.
I was being a little generous, because if he's a 10 in all other aspects, but he just doesn't like your cats and dogs.
How are you going to move in, live, marriage, life? Why do I always just go to that? It doesn't necessarily mean everybody's going to get married and have a life together, but...
He's a 10, but he only wears flip-flops. This is a debate recently.
If he's got cute feet, sure, rock him. I've seen guys that have nice feet that look great in flip-flops. Like, I don't have a problem with that. But if he's got, like, foes, no.
Zane does not wear flip-flops, so I don't have, like, a personal thing. But, like...
Zane has, like, nice feet,
though. I don't... Like, men gotta, like... You know, their feet got to breathe. It's summer. Like, if they want to wear a flip-flop, like, I don't see anything wrong with that. Like, it's convenient. It's comfortable. Like, that's why we wear them. I do. Maybe I prefer like, a slide for men. It's a little more, like, masculine, maybe. But I also...
As long as they keep their toes before the lip. I cannot stand when you see guys where their feet are so far forward that they're hanging over the edge, and then they have, like, 3 inches on the back of a heel.
Yes! That's so true. It's like, reminds me of like a little kid would do that, like walk around with her foot out of the slide. She's getting the ick. See, there's certain things.
Or when their white socks are dirty.
Zane wears Crocs, so I don't know. Crocs or flip flops. So take your poison. I really don't care.
She also said that he only wears flip flops.
That's a problem because
I mean, gonna unless be times you live in California and he's like a surfer dude, like
flip flops are great,
right?
And there's nice ones for men, you know, with like a nice thick strap,
yeah,
you know. And yes, as long as your toenails are kept nice, I don't mind flip flops. But there's certain occasions where like you need to wear a different shoe, bro. You know, like you're going to a wedding, you're not wearing flip flops.
Unless it's on the beach in Hawaii,
sure.
Then you can wear your flip flops.
But like, are you going to like? Are you like walking around in the winter with your flip flops on, bro? Like, let's give it up.
I mean, honestly, I used to. If you think about it, I used to always wear my flip flops
in the winter.
Oh yeah, like years and years ago. Yeah, always. I would walk my kids out to the bus stop and barefoot in the winter.
You're just nuts, though.
I really truly believe in like. Grounding, yeah, I do believe.
No, I understand grounding, touching the grass. I totally agree.
I believe in that. Okay, so. He is a 10, but he's always dripping with sweat. Okay, so.
I can't.
I'm going to go back to, like, my husband being a manly man and fix his shit and, like, he was doing something the other day, and I just saw, like, the sweat glistening on his arm. And it was a turn-on for me. I'm like, look at my man go. But then come inside, take a shower, wash it off, and that's it. So if it's always, if he's always full of sweat, no.
Sweat is so, like, you know, if you go to kiss him, and his face is all sweat. And it's salty. How do you have sex? He's just dripping in sweat.
Oh. Ow! My eye!
I thought you actually just hurt yourself.
I was just thinking of big globs of sweat dripping. No. Oh no. So again, that's going to have to be a... If he's doing it while he's working and cutting the grass and doing a physical labor kind of job.
Always.
No.
Zero. I would not be able to get past that. I don't know.
No.
Yeah. No. When you're just like sitting on the couch watching TV, he's just like profusively dripping and why does that make me want to gag literally?
Listen, I mean, I know like people have problems, like sweat problems, but there's like medicines and stuff.
Well, then you're not for me. Go find somebody else that appreciates your sweat.
Oh, yeah, no, thanks.
Okay. Ooh. He's a 10, but he never lets you talk. 0. Communication is key. And you don't respect me if you don't let me speak.
Vice versa as well. So, like, if he never talks, same shit. He'd be a 0 down to me, too. You have to be able to communicate.
Mm-hmm. And that's like a respect thing. Like, let me speak. You know?
Yeah.
Like, rude ass.
All right. He's a 10, but he has to drink Dr. Pepper every day. He's still a 10 to me. Whatever he wants.
Oh, see, like, but I'm like, that's so bad for you. So then we just, like, don't align on, like, our, like, lifestyles.
Soda.
Like, Dr. Pepper every day.
Is that all he drinks? Or she just said has to drink Dr. Pepper every day?
I don't know. I mean,
if it's just, like, one can, then, like, I guess, sure. Yeah, but if like that's all he drinks.
Even still.
Also, I just fucking hate Dr. Pepper. This is the worst soda choice.
Oh, I love Dr. Pepper.
I know you do. It's medicine.
If no, it wouldn't. That doesn't. He would still be a 10 to me.
He would go down to like an 8 for me. Maybe a 9. Okay. If I'm being generous.
Okay.
Because I just don't agree with it. You know?
Right.
But like, it's fine. It's just a drink. But like, yeah, anyways. Okay, that's my answer. He's a 10, but he says he doesn't like animals.
I married one of them.
Like, he doesn't like animals, or like, he hates animals. You know what I mean?
Sorry, I looked ahead.
Oh, God.
No, I...
He's,
I need animals in my life.
Agree.
So, either he's going to have to get used to him, or if that's a deal breaker for him, it's a deal breaker for him. And that's it. He rated himself a 0 at that point then, you know?
If he's great all around, he just doesn't really care for animals. But if he lets me have a cat, he can go to like a 6, maybe a 5 actually.
You know what?
I'll go to a 5.
And
cause not everybody has to like animals, but.
I agree, but it's just like Dr. Pepper. You know, what? You're going to X out a man because he drinks Dr. Pepper, but you're not, you know, like, you
love animals. I didn't X him out. I rated him a 9.
Okay. But you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, and then this goes down to a 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, this next one.
It's like something I'd be willing to talk about, but probably not. Dr. Pepper is fine. I just don't agree with it. He's a 10, but he wears socks to bed and during sex. Why are people so mad at people wearing socks? I don't understand. What's
wrong with socks? Take your fucking socks off.
When you're going to sleep, that bothers you? Who cares what other people are wearing on their feet?
During sex?
During sex, sure. Sometimes in the winter, I'll keep them on if I'm freezing.
No.
It's like a comfort for me. But I love socks. And people disagree that I sleep with socks on.
I mean, listen, you want to sleep with your damn socks, sleep with your damn socks. But I just feel like you're fucking completely naked. You're having a nice intimate moment. And then he has fucking socks on his feet. No. Take your socks off. I mean, maybe he's insecure about his toes. Who knows?
Right.
But no, I can't.
In the winter, I'll keep them on because it's cozy. I like being cozy when I'm intimate. And like in the winter, I'll sleep with socks on if I'm cold. Yeah. But in the summer, I don't sleep with socks on.
Listen, to each his own, right?
You know, so what it is the girl, also?
The world go round. It's everybody's different opinions and likes and dislikes and everything else.
In the winter, like, when your heel is, like, you know when your heel is, like, dry and then it rubs against the sheets? Do you know what I'm talking about? Oh, my God, it's like nails on a chalkboard.
It's like if I just try to rub my arm.
Yes. So, like, in the winter, like, I can't stand the feeling of, like, dry skin on the sheet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever. So what is he? He's a 10, but he wears socks to bed and during sex.
Dude, take off your socks and you're still a 10. Leave your socks on during sex and, I don't know, an 8. That's just, no, yeah.
That doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know it's worse than leaving your socks on? A naked man with just a t-shirt on. Tell me that's not worse. Tell me that's not worse than just socks. And a t-shirt. Like a little boy with just a t-shirt on and no type B. No. You always take the t-shirt off first during sex. Don't you dare take your pants off first. Don't you dare. T-shirt always comes first.
I don't know. I think I'd rather a t-shirt than socks, honestly. No, but, no. I mean, I don't got to worry about that. Thank God.
T-shirt is always first. Always.
And socks. How about socks second? Can we compromise here? T-shirt, socks, pants.
I can't do okay. Just a t-shirt with the no pants, dude. No.
Okay. How about he's a 10, but he doesn't manscape?
Like down below the belt? You mean?
Like, I guess down below the belt.
You got to manscape a little bit. I don't mind, but like at least like
clean it up a little. Yes,
keep it tidy.
You don't need dental floss in your teeth. Be gagging on the little cubes that get stuck in your throat.
Okay, so what is he? He's a 10, but he doesn't manscape.
He's an 8. I'll get him to stop manscaping. What?
Like dirty. He's like dirty?
Why would it be dirty? I mean, he's a manscaped.
Okay. So we're just saying, like, if there's a bush.
There's like a big bush. Like, you gotta, like, part the ways. Like
when I found Bailey.
You gotta part the ways.
He's gonna go to a 6.
It's like. Okay. She says 6, I say 8. I really believe, too, like, I believe that, I don't know.
I need easy access. Like, it's too much work.
I also believe, though, you know they say, like, when you have dogs, the dogs start looking like the owner. You know, you ever hear that expression? I feel the same thing with couples, right? Like, I feel like, say ever, if he never manscaped in his life and then got with me and saw that I took care of or did certain things and suggested or did or whatever, I think people just grow off each
adapt
other.
To
yeah,
each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So totally. I think that, like, that's why I said 8, because I think I could get him to start grooming and manscaping and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Agree. Zayn and I say it all the time. We're like, oh my God, I literally do this because of you. Like, we both said, like, butt wipes. Like, now Zayn can't live without butt wipes, and that's my favorite thing ever because I'm just very passionate about butt wipes. And I don't know how people go to the bathroom ones without them. It's disgusting. Dry ass asshole. Literally. But yeah, now, yeah. So he changed his grooming habits because of me, but I didn't tell him to.
Right.
I always have butt wipes in the bathroom, so he naturally was like, oh, I guess I should use those. And now he loves it. So you're right.
Yeah.
They will adapt.
Yeah. So that's what I think. Yeah.
Adaptable. He's a 10, but his last name doesn't sound good with your first name. I don't give a shit about that.
Yeah.
How often are you going to say your whole name?
It'll eventually sound good.
And you'll be Mrs. whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be. You don't have to say the full name together.
Yeah.
Or just don't take his last name if you don't want it.
Oh, Alyssa. He's a 10, but he calls his mom mommy.
Sorry.
Vomit. Major ick. She's like fucking disgusting.
Major ick.
Mommy.
Major ick.
That, oh.
You're too old for that,
like,
shit.
That's like, no, that's like bedroom names. You know?
Like daddy.
Yeah, or poppy. Hi, poppy.
He's like, or maybe like poppy.
Yeah, like, I mean, TMI, but like everyone go, hi, mommy. You know, yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, no. Mommy. Yeah, that's like a, ooh.
But that M-A-M-I is different than M-O-M-M-Y.
It's still mommy.
Mommy is like, mommy. Oh, mommy. But like, mommy?
No, it's the same word.
Okay, so he's a what?
He's a child.
A child. Do you know that audio? A child. Do you know that audio?
I don't.
Oh, shit.
Damn it.
Okay, so what is he?
He's a 6. I really don't like it, but if he's great in every other aspect, I'll vomit in my mouth every time he says it, but I would still love him anyway because he's great in every other way.
It's just hard to go back from the ick. I think I'll go at a 5. I like a 5. It's like in the middle.
Okay.
Depends how often he sees his mother and says it. If he only sees her like once a week, then you don't have to really deal with it that much. But if he's also a mama's boy.
And what if he calls her on the phone every night? All right, good night, mommy. I love you.
He's a three. Which I hate to even say because that's my favorite number. But I'll give him a three.
Okay.
Yeah, that's major ick. That's like grow up. Like we said, like be a man. You know?
Okay. Zero.
He's a 10, but he doesn't believe in women's rights.
Zero.
Zero.
Negative. If we can go negative. He's a negative 10.
Word.
He's a 10, but he's the son of a crazy mother-in-law. He's still a 10.
Yeah, because that's she's not
crazy.
Him.
Yeah.
Unless he defends her behavior.
Oh.
Then he ain't no 10.
Some of them, yeah. I agree.
Then he ain't a 10.
Oh, man.
Then he's like a 2. Because, like, support your wife.
Yeah.
He's a 10, but he snores too loud. It's my father. So loud.
He's still a 10. I just gotta, yeah, I just gotta kick him up sometimes. Like, if ever snoring really loud, I just, like, kick him, punch him. Not, like, you know what I mean? He's mm-hmm. so far away, so half the times I can't even reach him.
You're like,
just take a pillow and pop him with a pillow. And then he'll, like, roll over and stop for a bit. And then I just, like, cross my fingers that I could fall asleep before he gets into his deep snoring again.
Uh-huh. I don't know. Zane, I've only heard him snore, like, literally a handful of times when he's, like, super duper tired. But I wonder if it's just, like, when he gets older. I don't know. I hope not, because girl can't sleep.
He's a 10, but he's a mama's boy and blinded by every overstepping thing that that she does.
2.
That's a 2. Yeah. You need to have a man that's going to support you and see shit as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Not just be blinded because she's my mama.
Ooh. Yeah, no.
What the hell?
What?
He's a 10, but he still sleeps in bed with his mom?
He's a 0. What the fuck is that?
What is that? I can't. Like, how does that even happen?
No. So that's a negative. Also, like, what's going to happen? Like, when you guys need to, like, move on in your life. Why is he sleeping with his mother? It's bizarre. Absolutely not. He's a 10, but he can't keep his dick in his pants. Like cheating?
0.
He's a 10, but he doesn't like to cuddle.
4. Nah, 6. I like a good cuddle.
I love a cuddle.
I love a cuddle. Although not in the fucking summer. Get off
not
me.
Not in the summer.
Ever sat next to me yesterday when he got home from work, and my house was 81 degrees with the air.
Geraldine.
It was disgusting. And I'm like, don't even
look at me. Don't look my way.
Move over about 6 inches, please. You can't even, I don't even know. Mm-mm.
Oh, but in the winter, though?
Oh, then cuddle me. Oh, yeah. Yes.
With
yes.
a nice hoodie on and, yep. like, laying in bed with, like, the one leg on top of there. It's so comfortable.
Yeah. So you're going to go down to a 6 because if he's still good in every other way, mm-hmm. you know?
I would agree with that. I could agree with that. What's this? He's a 10, but he says he wouldn't love me if I was a worm.
He's going to be a 10 because you know what? You're not a worm.
Is that like, that's like a question that people ask their partners. Like, would you love me if I was a worm? Is that like, that's like a thing, I think? Oh, sure. 10. I wouldn't love Zane if he was a worm. Got to be honest with you.
He's a 10, but he drives a truck. He'd still be a 10.
Like a pickup truck? It depends. If it's a Ram, guys... They're fucking, every fucking person that drives a Ram, I'm so sorry if you do. They're up everybody's ass. They're always driving so fast. They're aggressive. Every time.
And they wind
up
at the same stoplight. Isn't
every time. Every time I'm like, oh my God, somebody's up my ass. And their lights are so bright.
Oh, how about that one, the new bar thing that they all have on there that's like fucking LED and it blinds the fuck out of
you? It's like, why are you so extra for?
Right.
And always.
Half of them can't even stay in the lane. They're always like. On the edge of the lane.
Yeah, I'm sorry to generalize, but every time, like, my statistics prove And like, I won't even, they're so
at
close.
At least here on Long Island, you know, if you're in the country, people who have it's trucks normal. Are driving it because right. they need a pickup truck. They have a right. farm. They have whatever.
Right.
Here on Long Island, they're just men with little pickles who feel the need to.
I saw a thing the other day. I don't remember where. It was a pickup truck that had a sticker that said, yes, it's small.
See?
But they'll drive so close to you, I don't even know what kind of car it is. And then I'll pull forward finally, and I'm like, oh, it's a fucking Ram.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Of course it's a Ram. Like, it's why? Same thing. Same thing. Yep.
So it depends. If you drive a Ram, you're a zero. If you just drive a truck because you actually need it and use it, then you're fine.
You're 10. Yes. How about he's a 10, but he doesn't believe in therapy?
Ooh, zero. Small minded.
Yes.
Yeah, you need to. If you don't want to go personally, fine. But like,
but
if you don't
say that you don't believe in it,
like, what is it? Like, it ain't magic. Like, let it's me have a psychology. Conversation
because I'm becoming a whole new person now. Mm. How about he's a 10, but he doesn't have an emotional support bottle? Support bottle.
That's okay, as long as he supports that I have a support water bottle. But Zane does have an emotional support water bottle. Wait, what were you gonna say? Were you going to say something and you cut yourself off? Or you were just saying therapy, you're a whole new person now?
Yeah. No.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Like, he could talk to me because I'm a whole new person. It's helped me.
Oh, I thought you were saying something like, oh, let me talk to you guys and tell you something. And then you started talking about something else. I was confused. Yeah, it's okay if he does. He's still 10. It's okay if he doesn't have one. But as long as he supports mine, then we're good.
He's 10 and he hates leftovers.
That doesn't affect me.
But ever kind of doesn't, and I get annoyed because... I don't want to say I get annoyed, but no, I'm a fucking liar. Shut up, Jerry. Just kidding. I take that back. He's still a 10. He's still a 10.
I love leftovers, so more for me.
And you know, like last night, I contradicted myself because last night, like if I make tacos, I have a lot of meat, and then the next night or two nights later, I'll make like burritos out of it and like grill them. And last night he was like, holy shit, this tastes like Taco Bell. It's so fucking good. Da, 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 da. So I'm a liar. But I mean, Ever's biggest thing is he loves food. Like he just loves food. Same. So if he could have a different thing every night, he'd be happier. But if you skip a night in between, he's fine.
Yeah. You won't even notice. He'd be like, oh, you made burritos.
I could eat the same fucking shit every day and I don't care, you know?
Oh, no, I would get bored. He's a 10, but he walks funny. Oh, no.
I want to see a visual.
Like people that walk on their tippy toes. You know the people that lift on their tippy toes when they walk?
Yeah. I mean, Ever walks funny, I think. With his arms. He looks like he's going to fly away.
Well, he swings them like?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was, I mean, he used to be worse. I am trying to.
You're like, you don't need to do that.
Sometimes I'll just like give him a reminder. Where are you flying to? I mean, walking to. Yeah, I don't know.
Why do people swing their arms when they walk? Like, why do we naturally do that? Just like a natural instinct? Is there a scientific reason, you think?
Probably.
It makes you go faster? It balances you out?
I would think it's probably a balance thing because it's opposite arm to foot if you think about it, right? Yeah. But Ever is exaggerated, and I don't know why. But I also remember being teased in school by that girl who's like, why do you walk like that? So,
you don't want to make them feel bad.
Yeah. But
so
he's a 10.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I would agree. Maybe a 9. Depends on the walk. If it's really embarrassing, that's a 9.
We're like, wait, who's saying it? You saying it? Am I saying it?
Like, he's a 10, but he thought that the Cotton Eye Joe was called the Crocodile Joe.
Still a 10.
That sounds like a personal issue of yours that you wanted our opinion on.
Still a 10.
Still a 10. He's fine.
He's a 10, but he steals a duvet.
Oh, fucking annoying.
Sounds like a personal.
Like hog the covers? Yeah, the other morning, Zane was like, he was awake, but like he would like twist and adjust himself. And he was pulling the blanket while my laptop was on my lap and Bailey was there. I was like, stop fucking tugging on the blanket. It's like loosen it up a little and then turn your body.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I kind of agree. I mean, he's maybe an 8 now. Maybe an 8. Because how often are you in bed? You know, it's only like at night.
Yeah, but I don't want two different blankets. That's fucking annoying.
Oh, yeah. But
I go to an 8.
Also, I could sleep the entire night, get up and just go boop, and my bed is perfectly made.
Right. You know what he does is steal the covers
except for I don't fix the pillows every day. Fuck it. But
Okay, but what, think about if every night, if the covers were off of you and you couldn't pull them back.
No. All right, so he's an 8.
Yeah.
That's an issue.
Yeah. He's a 10, but he doesn't clean. Ooh, 2.
You have to train him.
I'm not your mother. You don't want me to treat you like I'm your mother? Then don't make me feel like I have to act like your mother. Clean up after yourself. Be an adult. 2.
Oh. He's a 10, but he has no ambition. I'm sorry. That's going to go down to a 2.
Yeah, you need ambition in life.
I do think people can get it. Like right now, I feel like I have 0 ambition. I feel like I'm really suffering right now. But I know I'll snap out of it soon. It's coming. So I do believe people can. Maybe he's just going through a struggle right now. Mm-hmm. But if that's genuinely who he is, I couldn't be with somebody with no ambition. I'm sorry.
Mm. Yeah, same. He's a 1. He's a 10, but he lets his dog kiss him on the mouth.
No.
That's nasty.
No. And I love my dogs, but don't you dare.
Yeah. So he's a 1.
You can still be a 10 if you go wash your face before you try to kiss me with that dog lips.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, no.
Like a 7.
Okay.
Okay.
He's a 10, but he smokes cigarettes. Personally,
0. Yeah, I personally, that is an absolute deal breaker for me.
No. Me too.
Then your
As
breath,
a former smoker.
Yeah.
The smell, the
on
clothes.
On your clothes, and your breath. You have to break to cigarette
when they
smoke.
Sweat, it comes out their skin. No.
And then you have to, the most annoying thing to me is like, I don't know, like you're done with dinner and like, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. Like now I'm sitting at dinner by myself because you have to go smoke a cigarette. Yeah.
No. He's a 10, has dirt under his fingernails. Still a 10 for me. That's my husband every night, but he has to come home and clean them. If he doesn't clean them.
What if he just always has dirt under his fingernails? That's got to be
Tell you,
like,
man, he's got to clean his damn fucking fingernails.
If you don't. If he
he's
just,
not going to touch the, you know, the hoo-ha if he's got dirty fingers.
If he just, like, doesn't have good hygiene, that's like a 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to keep up with yourself.
To. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Oh, he's a 10, but he rarely brushes his teeth. Oh, 2. Gross.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
No. He's a 10, but he barely texts back.
You didn't answer that one.
Oh, I'm going to go with the 4 again.
Okay.
Bad hygiene's not good with me.
Yeah, no.
He's a 10, but he barely texts back. Not okay. I mean, I don't know if you're expecting books of messages daily, but if you text him a question or something that's needing a response and he doesn't text back, to me, that's not okay.
Yeah, it's like a 5.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Let's see. Anything else?
Ew! Oh, my God. He's a 10, but he bites his toenails. I'm sorry. No. And I don't mind feet, but if he's putting his mouth on his toes, no.
-0.
Yeah.
It's not a number, but -25. Oh, we just said this. He's a 10, but he still calls his mom every time something goes wrong. Like, bro, figure it out your damn self. At least try before you call mom.
If he tried.
Give it a gozy.
If he tried and didn't and then called mom, I think that's fine.
If it's something mom is like, no, you know mom knows the answer. But if it's every time something goes wrong and you're just like, mom, what should I do?
Right.
No.
Also, if you're like 45 years old and you're still calling mom for every little thing, that's a major no-no. But if you're like young and you're starting out and you're like wanting opinions or something, that's different.
But it's every time something goes wrong. Mm.
I would say 4. A 6.
I don't know what a 4. That's fucking annoying. Especially if he doesn't try or talk to the partner first.
See, and I'm assuming he's at least trying. But okay.
Yeah. Okay. He's a 10, but he makes you pump your own gas.
That's all right. I mean, I got to tell you, if I'm whatever, ever will never let me pump my gas.
Yeah, same, Zane will.
But,
Zane would let me. If I was like, oh, I'll do it, he'd be like, okay.
No, ever won't. In fact, we had a, we were, when we were at one of the schools, I pulled over into the gas station, but it was an old school where you had to go in and give cash.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, you go give the cash, I'll pump.
Yeah.
And he was like, and then I started pumping and he came out and he was like, all right, you can go back in the car now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's okay, I'm pumping the gas. And he was like, you can go back in the car. And I'm like, what? Like, yeah, he's He's like that.
Yeah, Zane does it for me when we're together.
But, I mean, that's not a deal breaker for me. I mean, I've pumped my own gas a bajillion times, so he's still a 10.
But she said, she said makes you pump your own gas. Like, if you were like, hey, can you do this for me? He's like, no.
Well,
you have to do it.
That's different.
I'll go to, like, an 8. Because that's just rude. What?
Oh. He's a 10, but his ass crack shows whenever he bends down.
Ick. Child. Oh. He's a child.
Belt. Longer t-shirts.
But not in bed.
Or socks.
I have to give him like a 4. Because that would just, no. Mm-hmm. Unattractive. All right. Anything else? He's a 10, but he dips tobacco. Absolutely not. He's a 10, but he doesn't believe that he needs to scrub his feet in the shower because, quote, the soap drips down.
No, you gotta wash your feet.
You better wash your feet. You know what I do when I'm done washing my body? I'll, like, wash my feet, but then I'll put the loofah on the floor and I'll scrub my feet on the loofah, too.
Do you know what I do, too? I will also, when I'm in the shower, I'll spray my cleaning shit.
Yeah.
And I will take my, what's it called? Magic eraser?
Yeah.
Throw it on the floor and I'll wash it with that. So my feet are getting super bubbly clean.
Yeah. There you go.
He farts so... Oh, wait. He's a 10, but he farts so loud where everyone can hear in public and then he thinks it's hilarious.
No.
I am sorry.
That's not funny.
That's immature.
Yeah, that's not funny.
That's not funny.
He's like a four. Wow. Look at us. He's a 10, but he listens with his volume set on 10 when you're watching your favorite show. That's just inconsiderate, but like 8.
Yeah.
He's a 10, but he refuses to admit that he was wrong.
0.
I'll go with a 1. Because if he's great in every other way, he can get 1 point.
Okay, yeah.
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 But with a 1. Anyways... Thank you, guys. Hope that you enjoyed that. We can do another, if you guys like this, we can do another one where he's a 2, but, and then it's like good things.
Okay.
Like on the flip side, you know? Like he's a 2, but he does do this. Anyways, if you guys want to participate in another episode like this, go ahead and follow our Instagram. If you want to support this podcast, there's a link down below. It's $2.99 a month, and you get our episodes early, and you don't have to listen to ads. It's great, and if you can rate us on Spotify, 5 stars, takes 2 seconds. You don't have to write anything. It really helps us out, and we appreciate it. We hope you have a great weekend, and we will talk to you all on Monday.
Okay, love you. Bye.